Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, April 6th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, here where I live. And it's great to have you with me wherever it is that you might be, however you found us, however you heard about us. Just glad that you are with us, tuned in to the broadcast, and it's always a blessing when you tune in. And I do want to tell you that times do, why not tell someone else how they can be a part of this broadcast? Because I've gotten notice before about people listening from all the different continents around the earth and many different countries. And so that's a very awesome thing that we have that. People tuning in from many different countries throughout the world. And so that's a cool thing when you have people tuning in from different countries, different time zones. And even here in America, we have four different time zones, but some of these people could be tuning in from six time zones away, eight time zones away, and more than that. And it's just an awesome thing. And and I'm glad that you've found us, those of you who are tuned in. And in case you haven't noticed, if you haven't been listening the last couple of days, we are now talking more about Easter, the season where Jesus dies on the cross and then is raised from the dead. Tonight, I'm going to deal with what starts Holy Week, which starts with Palm Sunday and the triumphal entry. And what on earth happens there with the triumphal entry? Not energy. I don't know why I said that. But what on earth does that have to do with Holy Week and part of the start of Holy Week? And we will talk about that tonight when I open up the Word in a little bit and we study that. You'll see as to what it is about. And it's just an awesome thing. Now, I saw something yesterday. I was on the Babylon Bee just scrolling around, looking in different sections at different articles. The Babylon Bee is actually real funny. If you haven't looked at it before, go look at it. They got some funny stuff on there. And this new one that caught my attention was this one where this lady is at Disneyland in California, and her husband and children decide to flee. chances are possibly she doesn't want to flee. Maybe they don't, maybe the kids don't want to flee. But the kids are obviously like, yeah, Dad, we'll go. Let's leave. But Mom, when they're on their way out, they're on their way to the parking structure to leave the Disney park, she looks back. Suddenly she turns to salt. No, that is not real. That is satire. But that was based on in Genesis when they are to flee the city. But Lot's wife, or as she's been called before, Sister Salt, back and turns to a pillar of salt. And that turns out to be what, that's why she's been nicknamed Sister Salt. And so that's a funny one that I saw on the Babylon Bee, which is a good satire site if you're looking for a good laugh. So they got some different funny ones. There's other ones that I think just might be corny, so I don't read them. But then there's others that I think are funny. And they're always bringing out new stuff. I didn't look at it today, but they used to tweet on Twitter, but unfortunately, thanks to Big Tech's censorship, they were forced to delete a certain tweet in order to be allowed back on. Thankfully, they have not deleted it. And so, unfortunately, they are being censored by Big Tech. And it's unfortunate what they've been doing to conservative voices. It really is. And so, who knows? Anyhow, the plan for tonight is that we're going to sing a couple songs, as I normally do. Then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord, and then I'm going to quickly predict what I think the Tigers will do in their first series of the year. What do I think they will do in their first series of the year? As the season begins on Friday for the Tigers. I already told you what I thought they would do for the season as far as approximate win total based on my prediction. And it's good to have baseball back. All right. Now, I want to remind you of two things real quick. First of all, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been over the years and different miracle stories. So what's happened? One of the miracles that he did for me that I'm so proud of was sometimes every once in a while I try to highlight some of them on my show. But I never highlight all of them. because I want you to read the book. But one of them that I thought was really cool was one time when I was very little, about five, maybe six, I'm not quite sure, but around that, like 5 years old or so, I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and they would do a surgery on me. But they were looking around in my face, and then they saw they saw my left ear, and then they just connected it, and it worked real good when they connected it. And I could hear. It was so amazing. They literally had to give me all kinds of medicine just to get me to go to sleep. Because I loved so much that I could hear, where before I had to use this Halo device. I don't remember what all it did for me, but I remember I could hear things through it. And it's a miracle they were able to find that for me. And I'm not sure how they did it, but they did it. And I don't think it had anything to do with Tennessee necessarily. Jesus did it. Because what happened there in my mind was nothing short of a miracle. Because I'm not sure what the plan was that they were going to operate on at that moment. I was so little. And of course, I was thinking about kid things and maybe even, why am I down here? Why am I not at home in Michigan? This is at the time before I learned to really love the South. Because at the time I was going down there for all that medical stuff. Not necessarily to go down there and eat and meet, people who had cool accents. Emily, do your family members who live in Chattanooga have that school accent? Does your aunt have it? Yay! Have they always lived down there, or were they originally from here?
They're originally from Michigan.
And how long ago did they go? And how long ago did they go down there?
When they first met, I think it
was. So that would be around, I'm gonna guess, like around 1990 or so. So, do they just kind of sort of have it, or did they really get it?
When I was younger, they used to have it a lot, but now that they've grown up more, they've kind of lost it a little.
That's not to say that they don't have it.
Correct.
Because I'm sure they still have it. Yep. As of course, listeners, when you live in a city that's right near the mountains like that, they really should have the accent. And one of those things, when I was in Clarksville, Tennessee, this past year when I was at the Holy Spirit Conference there, Clarksville didn't have the accent as much as I thought they would. And they didn't have it quite to the same degree that Chattanooga does. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the mountains or what. Furthermore, that being said, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is Rivers of Miracles, RIVERS of Miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how you can get your hands on it, how you can order it, how you can let it be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to remind you all about real quick is the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program and help keep this going. And as you sow your seed, just helps us keep on keeping on, which is what I plan to do. Because I just obey God. I do whatever I feel like God wants me to do. That's what I do. And so you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And in the search bar, you type in my name, which is Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Not the bodies of water, Rivers, but R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Again, that's S-H-U-K-L-A. And then keep in mind, please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Or as my devices have loved to say it for years, Rivers. And then my phone used to say Shukla, but it doesn't say that anymore. Now it just says Shukla. I thought it was funny when it used to say Shukla. Now certain people, when I tell them my name, might, when I'm trying to sign something or whatever, or have something signed, they might say, Rivers Shukla, Shukla. They're like, what is that? How do you say that again? And then I'll have to tell them. And then but there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And also, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please make a note of that as you sow your seed. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says in the New Testament, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not according to earthly currency or fluctuation or up or down or the price of this, the price of that. No. None of that stuff. It says, my God supplies all of your needs according to his riches and glory. According to his riches and glory. Not based on your earthly ideas or earthly needs. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And I totally believe that. And so it's a really cool thing that it's like that. All right. Now, I want to go into a couple of songs real quick, and then we will get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And we'll go from there. I see a King of glory coming up with clouds of fire. The whole earth shakes. The whole earth shakes. Oh, I see his love and mercy coming around all I see. The people sing. The people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I see his love and mercy. No, I see a generation come rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. Yes, I see a new revival stirring as we pray and sing. We're on our knees, we're on our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. My eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Thank you, Lord. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you are to us. Oh, I've seen, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're there like, and I know a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen Many searching for answers far and wide, and I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To love so unexplainable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a wonderful name it is. A beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. The heavens are rolled, death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, for you are silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. Your name is so powerful, so wonderful. So beautiful. Greater than any name that I know. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for being who you are to us. Thank you for all these listeners who have come away from whatever it was that they may be doing. They would take time out of their day to tune into this broadcast to learn something about you. That they would learn something tonight through your word about you, as they have tuned into this broadcast, wherever they may be watching from, whatever it is that they're doing. You know what they're doing when I don't. And I just thank you, Master, for that. And I thank you for every one of these people. You know what they have need of when I don't. Thank you for your healing power, your delivering power for all these people right now, and that whatever it is that these people need to be set free from, whatever these people need to be healed from, whatever they need to be forgiven of, thank you, Master, that you just take care of that right now. And that you meet them right where they are, and that you're just meeting their needs in their body and their mind and their soul and their finances and just everywhere in them that they need from you. And I just thank you that you are. Thank you that you are meeting those needs. And I thank you that the storms of life that are waging against us, that might be trying to hurt our life, steal our joy, rob us, that they would be stopped right now. In your name, Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. Thank you for this time in your word, that they would learn something from your word, that they can tell others about you and about what you did for us and about this wonderful triumphal entry that we're going to read about tonight. And I thank you, Master, for this word. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that we see huge amounts of new listeners tuning into this broadcast. And most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. And I do this because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. That's why I developed this confession. And because I'm a Bible man and you are Bible people. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, so I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, if you've got your Bible or a device with the Bible on it, please turn to the book of Matthew 21. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 21. And I want to encourage you, whatever I do here, where I am for the next little bit, you do wherever you are. I shout, you shout. If I sing again, somehow you sing. If so, just do what I do for the next, because that's how you're going to get the most out of it. So with that in mind, why not study with me? Praise God. And we're going to look at 21. This one. I want to look at the triumphal entry. And then I want to go over to where Jesus and the disciples are at prayer, and where the disciples, some of them start to fall asleep, and because they're there, you know, to pray. I want to show you that, because that's part of what leads up to Friday. By that I mean Good Friday. I want to look at the start of Matthew 21, verse 1. And I was explaining what the plan was so that you could be turning there. Praise God, while I was mentioning that. Amen. Matthew 21, and I want to begin with verse 1. Matthew 21, 1, NIV, or whatever version you have. So follow along with me. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village that is ahead of you. And at once," or you could say soon, right away, "you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you about it, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, gentle, riding on a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Let's look at what happens at the temple. Verse 12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all of those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those who were selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house shall be called a house of prayer." In one account, it says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." But you are making it a, in quotation marks, it says, den of robbers, end quote. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read? From the mouths of infants, children and infants, you have ordained praise." And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Let's go to 26. Matthew 26, I should say, because I want to give you what book we're going to be in, of course, rather than just say, let's go to 26. Let's go to Matthew 26. Because I'm the captain of the ship. And I try to keep us going the right way. Thank you, Jesus. Just looking at something real quick. Nope. 26. We're just verifying, kind of just looking, just to make sure. 26. Now I want to begin with verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "Do you know the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified? Elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and to kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or there may be a riot among the people." While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, no one came to him with an alabaster jar of perfume, which he poured on his hair. That was the story of the woman with the perfume. Let's go to 17. So I'm skipping over some. We're going to 17. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to make preparation for you to eat the Passover? He replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. They were very sad and began to say it to him, one after the other, surely not I, Lord. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Did Jesus really say that, listeners? Uh-huh. Yep, he did. 25. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered, yes, it is you. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, every one of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Skip the part where I'm skipping the part where they talk about Peter's, where he predicts Peter's denial. Verse 36. Then Jesus went out with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go and pray over there. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken from me, unless I drink it, then may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more, and he prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayer." So you see here, so on Palm Sunday, it's called Palm Sunday because of the palm branches which were spread along the road by all these people who had seen Jesus make his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. They were celebrating him around the world. You know, sometimes when a celebrity comes by or a celebrity comes in, you know, or whatever, they talk about a grand entry, a grand entrance. Like maybe this team has won a big national championship and maybe there are some major celebrities on it. I mean, some big, huge star athletes. And what you'll see happen is sometimes they'll make this big grand entrance. And it's just wild what you'll see happen. But this was the triumphal entry of Jesus. People came and they brought branches, spread the branches on the road. People were following him. Those who followed him, he was on the donkey, riding on that donkey, and the people started shouting, "Hosanna!" They didn't whimper, they shouted. And they just were so pleased to see him. They were so happy to see him, and they were thanking him and worshiping him, and they were just praising him, and they loved what they had been seeing him do. Then they go to the temple, but inside the temple, instead of it being a temple like it's supposed to be, they had basically turned it into a big giant market of sorts. I don't want to say the mall word because of how if you go into a mall, an indoor mall, you'll or outdoor one, you'll go down hallways or outdoor corridors. In some outdoor malls, you might have some little streetscape type stuff, street landscaping type stuff, and different things. And you'll be going down those little corridors of stores. But, of course, inside you might not have streets, or you might eat. So, obviously, you won't have cars driving down them but inside, but nonetheless. They went in there, and they saw all these tables in one room, and they're selling. There's benches selling doves. There's all these tables selling all kinds of different things. Jesus didn't just say, "Kindly, can you please get out of here? Can you please kindly leave?" No, he overturned their tables. He overturned all those tables that were in that temple. And he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. You've made it a den of thieves and robbers. Because they had chosen to use the temple to drive sales of products and animals. That's what they had done. And it was supposed to be a temple. It wasn't supposed to be turned into a market. I didn't call it a flea market, but that could be something like that, could be what you could compare it to. But Jesus obviously said, don't use my temple for that. All right. And there's Pharisees there and other people, and there's all these children in the temple running around shouting. They're not shouting, Mama, Mama, Mama. We're doing the stuff that they do, you know, when they're playing, running around a playground or whatever, like how kids are. They're shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. They're praising Jesus. And Jesus said, from the mouths of children and infants, thou hast established praise or ordained praise, you could say, either or. But Pharisees weren't happy about it, and they said, they were indignant about it. They're like, why is this going on? I don't know if they didn't want anyone to praise God, or if they thought the kids were loud, or if they thought what they were thinking, because I could tell you countless stories of where I had been when I was in elementary school and all these and us kids being told, be quiet, calm down, not so loud, stop, be quiet, silent lunch, la la la, la la la, la la. Do I think it was that? No. I think it was something that they had against Jesus. They had something against Jesus, these Pharisees. 26. Start with communion. Jesus and his disciples have that Last Supper, and they take communion. Judas is sitting there, and the other disciples, and they're all, he says, one of you is going to betray me. And they're obviously sitting there looking at each other, talking to each other, asking, well, which one of us is it? Is it me? No, must be me. No, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's him. And he says, the one with the hand, the cup, dish, will be the one. And Judas goes to Jesus and said, oh, I hope it's not me. But then Jesus tells Judas right there, well, it's you. Now, obviously, Jesus did not want Judas to betray him. He did not want that to happen. But he still said that's what would happen. Because he knew things ahead of time. Jesus knew things ahead of time. He didn't sit there and say, oh, I don't know. One of you might, one of you might not. I hope you don't, but no, that's not what he said. He said, one of you will. And then, and then he says, you know, he takes communion and tells them, you know, take, this is my body. And, you know, that says, take the cup, drink of my blood. This represents me shedding my blood for you, your sins. And then he says, I'm not going to drink from the vine again until I have it with you, my Father's kingdom. And that, my friends, is why we have grape juice as the drink for communion. That's why. Because, of course, there's reasons for everything. And so that, when we talk about the vine, that's why we have grapes, grape juice. So that's what that's about. So then they go to the Mount of Olives. After that, they go to Gethsemane. When they go to Gethsemane, he tells them, go. He says, just sit right here and pray. I am going to go over there and pray. Peter and two of the other disciples, Zebedee's sons, go with him. He goes, prays, and he's saying, let this cup pass from me if it's possible. Don't let what my will be done, but your will be done. And then Jesus goes back to the disciples. They're sleeping. He says, can't you just sit here and keep watch and praying for an hour? Goes back, says, if it's not possible, then let this certain thing happen. Goes back there and sees them sleeping again. Says, watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation. Third time. Goes back. Prays exactly what he prayed the second time. He goes back to them. They're still sleeping and resting because their eyes are heavy. He says, aren't you still sleeping? Are you still resting? Watch and pray with me, please. He's like, the time is late. My betrayer is just about here. He basically tells him, let's go. My betrayer is here. Is what he was trying to tell him. And at the most urgent time, he was telling them, please pray. Please pray. And they're sitting there and they fall asleep. I don't know why. He doesn't tell us why. They had previously been there having meal and communion together, eating the Passover. with them and Jesus, the disciples had. And maybe they ate too much lamb. I don't know. But Scripture said that this had to happen. There was no other way but for him to die on the cross for us. There was no other way. No other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And guess what, folks? That's still true today. He is still the way, the truth, and the life. There are not 50 ways to heaven, or 10 ways to heaven, or 6 ways to heaven. One. Can't get there on roller skates. Can't get there on an airplane. All that stuff won't work through Jesus. And what you see here is some of what was going on there with Jesus and his disciples. I read to you up to, but not including what happened with the betrayer. We'll look at that Monday. As to what all happened there in Matthew's account on that part of it. Because tonight I wanted to look at what happened with the triumphal entry and with the prayer that they wouldn't fall into temptation. Because all these things had to happen. And I'm taking you through this season. I'm taking you through this season. And at some point on the next 3 shows, Wednesday night, I believe, I'm going to go through with you the 7 sayings of Jesus. What were those 7 things that he said on the cross? I was going to say one of them right now, but I just figured, nope, I'm going to give them all to you at the same time. And so that way you can have them. Because they all are important. They all have certain meanings to them. I feel like, anyways. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this holy season, for what you did for us on the cross, for what you did for us. Shed your blood for us. God forbid that us Christians will slack on you, skip church, skip prayer. In order to celebrate Easter. And I thank you, Master, that for what you are, and that we would be doers of your word and not just hearers. And now, Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Now the Tigers begin the regular season on Friday. they will start against the Guardians of Cleveland, not the Indians anymore, the Guardians. And the weather in Detroit on opening day is expected to be cloudy, highs in the low 50s, for 40s to low 50s, with possible rain showers. Won't be enough for the game to be rained out or anything, but keep an eye on it. But for the first time in 3 years, they'll be able to open that Comerica ballpark up with full capacity. And well, that'll be a nice thing. And I'm expecting good things from the Tigers this year. They made some moves recently. Hopefully these moves can make them a better team. We'll have to wait and see. My prediction for this series, I have the Tiger 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 1. So the Tigers will win the series 2-1. And that is my honest prediction. Just so you kind of can take note as to what I am thinking, what I'm expecting of them. You will be able to listen to all of these games on your local Tigers affiliate if you live in Michigan. Examples of which include AM 790, WSGW Saginaw, 97.7, sunny 97.7 Beaverton, and live 97.1, the Ticket out of Detroit. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no terrorist, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our loved ones, because we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.